I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Friday, January 21st. Fulton County and Mammoth Spring authorities report the arrest of three people on drug charges. According to court documents filed on January 11th, Deputy Blair Abels with the Sheriff's Department arrived at a residence on White Rock Lane that belonged to 59-year-old Dale Lambert to execute a felony arrest warrant for probation violation. MSPD Assistant Police Chief Jamie Turnbow and Officer Darian Walters assisted in executing the arrest warrant. Upon arrival, multiple people, including Lambert, were standing inside a shop building next to the residence. Assistant Chief Turnbow located the three individuals walking out of a small room in the shop. Lambert was then placed in hand restraints and walked back inside the main residence. Lambert did have an active search waiver on file, and police then scanned the buildings. A clear bag with a white crystalline substance was located in the room where the three were initially in. After Turnbow located the drugs, he also stated that he found a set of scales near the bag that was believed to be methamphetamine. Deputy Abels then spoke to three individuals who all said they would fail a drug test if they were tested. That second individual, 44-year-old Wendy Price, had a warrant with Sharp and Fulton counties. The third individual was identified as 48-year-old Vance Smith. Lambert, Price, and Smith were all charged with felony possession of a controlled substance with the purpose to deliver meth, cocaine, or heroin weighing more than 2 grams. But less than 10. Lambert was given no bond, while Price and Smith's bond was set at $10,000. On Thursday afternoon, a Florida man and Mammoth Spring woman were injured in an Oregon County crash. According to crash reports, a 2008 Pontiac G6 driven by 72-year-old Donna Kirby of Mammoth Spring was pulling onto Highway 63 2 miles north of Thayer when it pulled into the path of a 2014 Volvo truck driven by 33-year-old Antonio Pezzamenti of Spring Hill, Florida. Kirby had minor injuries after the crash and was transported by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains for treatment of her injuries. With more than freezing temperatures this week and more expected next week, this extreme cold can take a toll on your phone or other device's battery. Lithium-ion batteries contain liquid, and the cold temperatures can cause the molecules inside the battery to shrink, creating potential issues for displays, buttons, and battery life. U.S. Cellular passed along some tips to keep your device safe and working correctly. Number 1, keep your device fully charged to avoid the battery being drained in cold temperatures. Number 2, keeping your device in a case can serve as a winter coat to your phone. Number 3, carrying your device in your pocket can help keep the device's battery warm. And finally, number 4, avoid storing devices in frigid places, such as a parked car outside. If your phone powers off due to the cold, give it time to warm up to room temperature before powering back on. Never use heating aids like a blow dryer. For more information, visit this story on the ECNN News app. Effective January 31st of 2022, Michael Hoff, President and CEO, will retire from his position as President and CEO of the Community First Banking Company. Hoff has had a career of more than 47 years in banking that started and ended in Howe County. The last 15 years have been with Community First. Hoff has agreed to continue working from his home on a part-time basis as an analyst and consultant. Michael and his wife Cheryl have moved to Springfield, Missouri, where they are close to children and grandchildren. Mark Sloan has now been named president and CEO effective February 1st of 2022 following the retirement of Michael Hoff. Sloan has been with Community First since 2016 as executive vice president and chief lending officer. He served 10 years in the U.S. Coast Guard where he worked in law enforcement and search and rescue. Community First Banking Company is a full-service community bank with two locations in West Plains, one in Mountain Grove, and one in Thayer. Community First has over $260 million in assets, 42 employees, and 50-plus local investors. They have also been named a 5-star rated bank by Bauer Financial, which is a nationally recognized bank rating agency for the past 48 consecutive quarters. On Thursday evening, the West Plains Chamber of Commerce held its annual award banquet. Many awards were given out, including Citizen of the Year, Civic Organization of the Year, and Educators of the Year. While Citizen of the Year is usually one person, the Chamber switched things up. Ozarks Healthcare and its staff were the award winners due to facing such a challenging past 2 years with COVID-19. Other award winners include the Howe County Health Department winning Civic Organization of the Year and the GoCat Facility Team walking away with with Educators of the Year. To see a full recap of yesterday's banquet, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Thousands of Missourians have overpaid unemployment benefits since early in the pandemic. Governor Mike Parson has wanted that money to be repaid to the state's unemployment trust fund, but many lawmakers have strongly disagreed. At a Thursday hearing, Tracy Anglemeyer, a bus driver from the St. Louis Special School District, let the Senate's Appropriations Committee know how confusing this process has been for many, including fellow bus drivers.
Out of 225 of us, some of us are fine, some of us aren't, some of them have been reversed, went from you have to pay this back to reverse till you're fine, you don't have to pay anything.
Senator Lauren Arthur told the committee this is still an ongoing issue for her constituents.
I would say we're getting fewer calls, but there are still people who, like you said, have exhausted all of their options right, and don't know what to do next.
Two bills have been introduced to eliminate the need for repayment, one by Republican Lincoln Hoff and another by Democrat Doug Beck. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Don't forget to have flashlights or candles readily available in the event of a power outage. At ECNN, we care.